Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO and hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the game. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. Oh, enjoy yourself.
Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Can I Help You? This is the Cannabis Talk Show here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and I'm super excited about our show today. In studio with us, of course, is Joe Sullivan. He is the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. It's good to see you.
That's good to see you too.
And today we have Taylor Blake, the associate producer of The Emerald Cup. It's so nice to meet you.
Yes, yeah, so nice to meet you too. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy we have power.
Yes, I am super happy that we have power. That has not been the case up until just last night. So, yes, we're juiced up. We're ready to go. And we want to talk about the Emerald Cup. Not everyone who's listening right now is familiar with the Emerald Cup. Can you tell us what it is?
Yeah, so the Emerald Cup is going into its 16th year in California. It is an organic-based, outdoor, sun-grown cannabis cup. Mm-hmm. It started 16 years ago at my dad's property in Laytonville, California. So we are a family-run event. But it started out as a very small, friendly competition. Everybody that grows cannabis thinks that they grow the best. So it is.
Of course. That's true.
Right? It is no surprise that this came out of just a friendly competition. Yeah. And it sort of has skyrocketed over the last 16 years into a large-scale event. We are currently at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, but we were in Laytonville up until 2011. We went to Humboldt County in 2012, and then we came to Sonoma County in 2013. Mm-hmm. But beyond a competition, we have speakers, we have music, we have vendors. We have about 15,000 people a day come and attend. So
it's massive.
It's fun.
I went last year for the first time, and I was like, what is this? It was so huge.
Yeah, no, I love it. It gives me a chance to enjoy the cannabis with a lot of people that we help at the store. And so, like, it's a cool way. Like, sometimes you're always like, man, I want to smoke. I want to smoke with that person. Or I want to sit down and just chat and get to do that a lot. So it's fun.
Yeah. And it's also really eye-opening to see how big the market is, especially in here in Northern California, and how many innovations there are. That was another big eye-opener for me to see how the product has evolved and changed and expanded into so many different realms.
Absolutely. And the average person that comes to Emerald Cup has changed and evolved, too. It used to just sort of be a certain person, and now you see people of all ages and just interest levels, and people that come just for the speakers, you get people that come just for the music, and then you have people that just come for the marketplace. So it is a really nice culmination of community.
Yes. Last year I was super excited. I got to interview Jason Mewes ahead of the festival.
Nice. Oh, nice.
And then see Jay and Silent Bob on stage.
That's pretty awesome.
They were awesome. And announcing their own line, which was also really cool and super organic for who they are, right?
Yeah. No, they were one of the ones I fangirled over for sure. Because when they came, I was like, I'm cool.
Yeah, right.
I'm not a fan of yours at all.
Right.
Yeah. I also like it too. It's on the side for the plants is a lot of people get to showcase their genetics and what they've been working on. And a lot of people, like Taylor said, they come for different reasons, and you'll see cultivators there bright and early, first in line, ready to get what they can get. Yeah. It's awesome. Seeds are a big deal. So it's okay. Yeah. Yeah. The people working hard up there, and they get to come down and showcase their hard work. It's special.
So I saw people walking around with what seemed like very sort of secure suitcases, like very, very secure. Were those people possibly getting seeds and making sure that they got the best stuff? I mean, I have no idea.
It's possible. I mean, we definitely have. It kind of does blow me away, the lines that are there for seed sales, because it is at the end of the year, so people are already thinking about their next year. I mean, there's a very small window of time off that a farmer gets. I mean, it's a very hard job for sure. Right.
So. It's also an opportunity, one of the few, where you can actually enjoy the genetics you're buying. So
exactly.
you can see what it looks like and you can enjoy it and see how it feels and make the decision based on that as well.
Right. And there's also, I saw a lot of equipment demonstrations for people in terms of harvesting or extraction or things like that. So really super educational as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely like lots of layers to the community because the products have expanded so much. Right. So there are, it's a lot to take in, but we try to do our best to make it as inclusive as possible.
That is cool. Okay, so we do have a little bit of...
You're doing
a special announcement. A little bit of a drum roll going here. Okay, I know I'm embarrassing you, Joe. That's all right. That's all right. It's here. You'll hear it in post. So, Taylor, do you want to announce a big announcement about Joe Sullivan from Mercy Wellness?
Yeah, Joe is going to be a flower judge for us this year.
I'm excited and honored, and it's humbling to me. That I give an opportunity to even think about passing judgment on all these wonderful people's work and in some cases lifelong work.
Yeah.
And so I just want to do it justice and make everyone proud. And I cannot wait. So I'm really excited for the opportunity. I'm stoked. So
congratulations. Yeah,
you've embarrassed me. So
you're welcome. So how does that selection happen?
So it's interesting. This year is actually the first year that we've taken in applications. Usually we kind of hand select and then also get recommendations from the community. Mm-hmm. We change up our judges every year. Otherwise, it would just sort of be the same group picking the same winners. So have a variety every single year. And it ranges from age and where you live and experience and that kind of stuff. So we try to make it as like wide ranged as possible. Joe's a perfect fit because just like he said, I mean, going into this, the people that we want to avoid are the people that are like, I know everything. This is going to be easy. I can do this. The people that, Joe just said, how he just explained it, that's the person that we want is someone that's like, it's an honor. I get to, you know, try to implement judgment on this, but it's a really hard thing, you know, and kind of looking at it as like a respect level is always like the best first sign of a judge.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Like I said, it's, to me, it's definitely an honor. So I'm excited. And also I get a chance to hopefully meet a lot of the cultivators firsthand. Mm-hmm. And I always like to say thank you because on the retail side of things, I get to see how they affect customers firsthand and patients.
Right.
And so any chance that I get as an opportunity to pass that along, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. And so from that, whether it's a hug or a story or something that I can just kind of give that transference and let them know, hey, because they're up there working. They're not down here. They don't always see what's going on the front lines. Mm-hmm. And that's my world. And so to be able to kind of cross over and be able to, hey, check, you know, just so you guys know, there's thousands of people that you're helping.
Totally.
And so that's even more special. So
yeah, that bridge, that's very important to make those connections. What kinds of categories are in the Emerald Cup, and is there anything that's new this year?
Yeah, so it started out as just flowers, and that still is our biggest category. So Joe has his work cut out for him. There, we're talking hundreds of entries.
It'll be tough.
But we have over the years expanded the different categories. So now we have concentrates, the different kinds of concentrates, solventless, hydrocarbon extraction. We have edibles, topicals, tinctures, CBD products. This year we do have, last year we, because of regulations, we were kind of forced into going into only a licensed contest, but we got to maintain personal use just for flowers only last year, which was a really big hit because a lot of people, even though if they don't have their license and they didn't carry on into the regulated market, they still can cultivate in their backyard and they still enjoy that.
Oh, cool.
So we still have that category.
Sort of like homebrewers,
that's
right?
That's fantastic. Yeah. No, that's great.
Yeah, that's
and it fits
cool.
in perfect with Sonoma County. So.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Because it's been, you know, a real tradition here. So, yeah, that's great.
Right. So this year we extended because we had such great feedback from that last year and it was really important for us to have that category. So this year we also have a personal use solventless concentrates category. And so we made sure that with the law, you can still, if you grow your own plants, you can still do an extraction with water, just no hydrocarbons.
Okay.
But,
are you allowing like rosin to like heat pressed extraction as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
Right. Yeah. Right. So we'll see. I mean, it's not a huge category. We don't want to be as inclusive as possible.
Yeah. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So, I already name dropped Jay and Silent Bob from last year. Are there any names? Are there people that we know who will be coming to the Emerald Cup? Yes.
Ooh, secret
information. Can you announce it?
No, I wish. Well, so October 24th is going to be our big announcement. Okay. But there's some really amazing names, and I was sworn to secrecy. Because it was funny. I was like, can I maybe like allude to some people? But it's good.
There's, okay. Someone that loves music as much as I do, in the years past, it's been nothing short of spectacular. You get to see some really big names that you would be spending the money alone for just for the show.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
But this happens to be in the middle of like, you know, a celebration of marijuana. So mm-hmm. It's awesome. Yeah. I can't wait to find out who's playing. I have no clue. So I knew you were going
to
ask.
I had to ask. Come on. The journalist in me and also, you know, the fan.
I asked before I came because they were like, is it live or good? Because if it's not going to be aired until the 24th, I was like, I'm not going to be the one to get in trouble.
Yeah, no,
we're totally not live. Yeah, you can tell me right now.
Sure.
Did that work? No, it did not work. So the Emerald Cup has grown and grown. Now international. Tell us about that development.
Right. So this year we went to the UK. We partnered with an event called Product Earth, and they have a similar ethos as us, just around the flower and the plant and holistic growing practices and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. So we went over to the UK. It was my first time going. It was beautiful. I loved it. We had great weather. I was really prepared for cold weather in London, but we got this beautiful weather. So, and it was great just to kind of go over. I was talking to Joe about there's a bunch of events that happen overseas, and Spanibus is one of the larger ones.
Spanibus.
Yeah. A cannabis event in Spain, and they're year as us in development. So they're going into their 16th year as well in Spain. Mm. So it's really nice to go over and see the community over there, because there's more that unites us than divides us. So mm-hmm. it's really awesome to go over there and talk to people and just get their perspectives on cannabis.
Cool. Will you have any judges from overseas coming to join the panels?
I wish. Well, we're definitely going to have people come to the Emerald Cup and attend, but not as a judge this year. But
maybe
open to
future.
It.
Yeah,
open to
fun.
It.
I love marijuana. It brings people together.
It really does.
It doesn't matter where you're at.
Totally.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Okay. And you're also adding another element to the Emerald Cup this year. Tell us about the mixer. When is that happening?
Right. Yeah. So this is actually something that's really interesting. We were just talking before. So the mixer kind of came out of a place in talking to the mayor of Santa Rosa and a few of the city council members just about. There were two things. One is just this idea of Canna Curious and sort of people that maybe would want to come and attend the Emerald Cup mm-hmm. and check it out, but maybe not necessarily come when it's full capacity of people walking.
It can be overwhelming if you haven't seen
it. It can be overwhelming
like
if you're just kind of like dabbing your feet into it a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. You probably have never seen that many people smoking a joint at one time in your life.
No. Or sometimes very large joints as well.
I will say, though, that it's so well curated. Just as someone who's also a cannabis nerd, being able to walk through the different halls and exhibits and see how mm-hmm. things are showcased and explained, you can get as much as you want out of that event. So
absolutely. Yeah.
So there'll be a mixer then ahead of the
right.
Event?
So on Friday we're going to open it up. So we're going to have some business to business elements for mm-hmm. the vendors, but then we're also going to open it up to certain members of Sonoma County where they can come and just walk around and attend the educational seminars. We're really trying to get as many be as inclusive with certain community elements of like the elderly. And just, you know, mm-hmm. elected officials that maybe haven't gone before are a little apprehensive just from different counties to come and check it out and see.
Yeah. I think making cannabis more normal and part of every day of what, you know, sort of it's part of Sonoma County.
Right.
It is part of what we do here.
Right.
That making it more normalized is going to help everybody else out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just being willing to answer questions.
Yeah.
You know, it's an excellent opportunity to affect change.
Right.
And so,
And especially if you're newer to cannabis, I mean, a lot of times people are just like, oh, I don't want to smoke a joint and that's not how I want to, you know, medicate or consume. And then there's so many other ways that you can consume cannabis.
Yep.
And I feel like topicals is like the gateway into cannabis. Cause you're like, everybody loves topicals.
We talk delivery methods all the time at the store. That's what I mean. We've brought it up here. It's eye-opening, and it's also what I love so much about my job is that there's so much innovation.
Yeah.
Things are always coming out,
yes.
and I get to look at them and, you know, see how they work. So,
and we're going to talk with an innovator next.
We are.
From Atlas, but I just wanted to, when are the dates for the Emerald Cup?
So December 14th and 15th, the mixer is going to be on the 13th, and we have tickets on sale now on our website, theemeraldcup.com.
All right. Taylor, it was so nice to meet you. Thank you so much
for coming in. Yes. Joe, I will see you sooner than you think.
I know, that's right.
Hey, that's our theme song. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Can I Help You on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You? A cannabis talk show is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO and hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
How do you like your pizza?
I like my pizza with extra cheese, pepperoni, Italian sausage, and mushroom.
I love Hawaiian pizza. Aloha.
Whatever kind of pizza you like, Mountain Mike's Pizza has a deal for you.
Mountain Mike's Pizza opens its new location at 3125 Cleveland Avenue at the corner of Russell Avenue. Need help with unexpected guests? Let Mountain Mike's deliver pizza, salad, and chicken wings. Enjoy time with your guests without being stuck in the kitchen. Mountain Mike's Pizza, 3125 Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa.
Mountain Mike's has all your favorite toppings, so you can create a pizza just the way you like it. Mountain Mike's delivers all day long. Order your pizzas for the business meeting, office party, or to your home. Mountain Mike's always delivers them hot and fresh.
Now with 13 locations to serve you and providing food for large groups. Whether it be a private event at a restaurant or providing delivery takeout for a large group, Mountain Mike's can supply the meal. Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
And welcome back. This is Can I Help You, the cannabis talk show here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis. Joe Sullivan is here, the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. If you have any questions about the program, any questions about Mercy, send an email, canihelpyou@mercywellness.com. And also mercywellness.com is a great site to sort of poke around and see what they got there, or just visit them in person in Cotati. So our next guest is Ezra Malmuth.
Very good.
Look at me.
Excellent.
I was pretty close. Ezra is the CEO and founder of Atlas. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. Really excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to have Ezra here. We've been carrying Atlas Edibles on the shelf for a few months now, and I thought it'd be a perfect opportunity to get him to come out and share his unique story with our listeners. And so, Ezra, thank you. Why don't we just start with talking about why did you start Atlas?
So, usually the best question to start. Atlas really came out of need. My best friend's dad was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer and was eating a gummy infused with cannabis. And I kind of realized there needed to be some healthier options.
Yeah,
so just decided that was probably a good opportunity for me to take some of my past background and really create something delicious.
Now, as speaking of background, what can we tell the listeners about your food background?
Ooh, man, food's my thing. I love eating. I know you do too.
I love food.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. Started cooking really, really young and just kind of enjoyed cooking. Worked at Chez Panisse when I was about 17 and really understood the importance of quality and supporting your local makers. And then extended my education, getting a culinary nutrition degree, cooked for the MBA a little bit, so really understood the importance of like health and nutrition, but not sacrificing taste. Because if it isn't good, you know, no one's going
to
eat it.
So. Definitely. And so what makes Atlas unique compared to other edible companies? I'll let you explain what products you actually create.
Definitely. So we make granola clusters infused with full spectrum rosin. Oh, they are dangerously delicious, which we'll talk about, of course, a little later. And then we also make a beverage mix. So it's kind of an instant beverage you can kind of take wherever you want and wherever you go. And I think the beauty about what we do is really creating this clean product, ingredient driven, and also using full spectrum rosin, which is just a really pure natural form of the cannabis extract.
Yeah, and for, just to remind people, the rosin is, you know, most extraction takes place with CO2 or a gas, and this is used with heat. And so there's no solvents involved when you're creating the medicine. So you are getting the full spectrum effect of that plant in the edible. And so that's the best way I can think of it.
No, I think you're the guru, and perfect. I think you hit it on the nail on the head.
One thing I will say too, I want to mention that he does, which is really sweet, is he brings a lot of non-medicated samples, and we have them for staff and for also customers that come in, so they can actually come in, be familiar with it, see if it's something that they would be interested in.
Yeah. I think that's a really great idea because, I mean, I've gone to some like open houses that you've had or like your 420 event where you can try things that are not medicated, because it's important to be able to taste something, especially in the edible market, and know like, do I even like how this tastes
And it's always been that fine line of me trying to find something for the store because, you know, yes, most of the edibles are sweet, you know, and I'm trying to be as conscious as possible. So we have a lot of things that are gluten-free and sugar-free and just trying to make that part of what goes into the decision-making process.
Yep.
Speaking of decision-making processes, though, what are some of the more innovative products you've made at Atlas?
So I think the beverage mix was definitely one of the most exciting products. It was the first rosin-infused beverage mix on the market. And the best part about this is you can add it to any liquid and have it wherever you go, which I think is really nice when I'm a consumer who may not know, you know, where I'll be and how I can consume my cannabis. And I prefer edibles. It's just a healthier vehicle, and really health and wellness is really a big important part of our business.
Sure.
But the most exciting product we just launched is an instant tea. It's called Sleep.
I mean, the name speaks for itself, for sure.
But, you know, Atlas isn't just focused on THC and CBD. We're also thinking about other cannabinoids. So CBN is a new cannabinoid to really help just add more sleep to your life without maybe the psychoactivity. So we're really excited about that.
I for one, am excited because looking at what people generally coming in for is help with sleep. It's tied to everything. If you can get sleep, you can start working on some of those other things, giving your body a chance to heal itself. Most of the stuff that gets hampered from these chronic pains is sleep. And so anything like that we carry on the shelf, I always think is going to do well. And I'm excited because it's just, for one, we're getting into fall. You know, tea is a perfect time for tea.
Definitely.
And, you know, I've already cozied up on my couch with a cup of it, and I was stoked. So awesome. I get to tell you that on air. I love it.
Thank you.
But, yeah, we're excited for that. So.
And with this product, because you can put it into an amount of liquid, could you also microdose if you want to, you know, how much is in that volume of liquid and just have half or a quarter of it?
Exactly. You hit it spot on. And I think that's the beauty. A lot of edibles, you have to commit to the whole experience. And the best part about the beverages, especially this tea, is you can kind of sip on it to gauge your dose, and then you can put it down for a little bit, see how it feels, and then consume more. And beverages, too, tend to come on set a lot quicker.
Faster,
exactly.
Yeah,
so really helps the consumer who's maybe a little ambivalent but is interested, and we really recommend it.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I will say it's been tremendous, the support we've had at the store when it comes to education. That's one thing we're big on there, and Ezra and Atlas have been fantastic in that respect.
Appreciate that.
So how do we make sure customers find what they're looking for with the diverse mix of products? How would you gauge that?
It's a really important question. I think education, like you mentioned, is such an important part of this new industry and educating new consumers. So what we always say is it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's important, even with products like ours that might have similar dosage, to try a little less than you normally would and just find your sweet spot. You know, we're all different. We all consume differently, and our body reacts to the cannabis differently. differently. So just take your time. Yeah. And, you know, we don't like the regrettable story. We want a good edible story. So we definitely say take your time. And although our products are super delicious, we're definitely working on ways where consumers can enjoy more product at a lower dose. So just trying to accommodate the vast array of consumers.
Yeah, there's lots of them. You know, what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for another. And I will say the beverage mixes too, it's been great. I've seen a lot of athletes and people coming in for pre-workout, post with the CBD. And they're drinking the CBD water after the workouts and stuff. I see people come in, I'm like, what are you grabbing? And we're grabbing the CBD. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And people like that, you already have your pre-workout shakes. If you're used to that kind of thing, it's just a very comfortable delivery method for you. And, it makes it easier.
So. That's true.
I just hiked Half Dome this past weekend, and I was sipping on that beverage mix. Oh, man, it saved my knees. It saved my body. So it's really great that those products can be pretty versatile.
Well, definitely also, too, for people, and you said it, I know we got to go. Yep. The onset. If you're someone that has a higher tolerance and the capsules or eating doesn't work as well, you can get a little bit quicker with the drink. So,
all right, excellent. So nice to meet you, Ezra.
Likewise.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
You can find the Atlas Edibles at Mercy Wellness.
Yes.
And we'll see you then in 2 weeks.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. This is Can I Help You here on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.